Stefan, Julie, and Beth, thank you so much. Let's give them some more love, please. You guys always bring something great here. Thank you. So today we're talking about thinking affirmatively. Thinking and living affirmatively means you start by living like you can't lose. Yeah, it's good. Living like I can't lose at this game called life. What if you knew you just can't lose? Think of that. Take a moment and think about that. You cannot lose. Whoa. You're winning the game. So just repeat to yourself right now, I can't lose at this game of life. Say it again. I can't lose at this game of life. Be real about it. Good. Now take a breath. I can't lose at this game of life. This game supports me. The key here is live like you can't lose. See, because if you just say, I can't lose, something else might come up. But if I live like I can't lose, what's that going to look like? Fill in that blank. Wow. If I live like that. To accomplish this, to live like you can't lose, what needs to change? What needs to change for you to truly know that you can't lose? Let's see. What could that be? If I had different parents, if I had a better job, if my cat didn't die, I could live like that. If people treated me nicer, if I had more money. Think about that. Because sometimes when we say, if I live this life like I can't lose, we bring up all of these issues or things or events that we say we lost. So we need to ask ourselves, what needs to change for me to feel like a winner right now, no matter what's taken place in your life? For those of you who have listened to me long enough, might have the right answer. And the answer is change your thinking, change your life. How many times have you heard that? Gajillion, yeah. So I'm going to ask you this morning what thoughts need to be redirected to support you in your spiritual growth. Right now, what thoughts need to change? So let's take a look, and let's turn to the wisdom, one of my most favorite people, Louise Hay's words. And that's going to be on our PowerPoint. So one of the things Louise Hay says is we are each responsible for our experiences. Now, right there, I want to really let you know that you are not responsible for someone hurting you, or for somebody treating you badly, that's on them. But you are responsible if you keep repeating that information over and over and over again. Do you get what I'm saying? Good. So number two, every thought we think is creating our future. Now everybody take a breath. See, that's really, in my opinion, why we want to change our thinking. Because when we do, we'll see an absolute dramatic, drastic change in the outpicturing of our lives. It isn't easy, but we can do it. Number three, everyone is dealing with damaging patterns of resentment, criticism, guilt, and self-hatred. So everyone has been harmed in some way or another, correct? Anybody here never been harmed? Oh, good. We're in good company. And it isn't that it's really being harmed, but what happens is we take it on as harm, and also it helps us to grow spiritually. I don't know about you, but I came to a science of mind center because I was hurting. Most of us do. I took the classes because I was hurting, and look where I am. Blessed be. I said, okay, God, I'll do anything but not be a minister. Hello? You just never say never, never say always. Spirit has got a great sense of humor. Okay, and look at this whole thing that these are only thoughts, and we can change that. You have the power to change your thoughts. I don't know about you, but when I come up with these crazy thoughts, I thought they were mine. They're not. If they're crazy. Anyway, we're in charge of what we think. Number 5, we need to release the past and forgive everyone, including ourselves. We're going to get more to that. That's really important. Number 6, self-approval and self-acceptance in the now are the keys to positive changes. You know, I'm the best I can be today. I get you guys to go and say, this is the best talk ever. Because this is what we're listening to right now. It's like, be mindful of what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself. Number 7, the point of power is always in the present moment. Hear that. The point of power is always in the present moment. So what I'm thinking right now, if it isn't loving, if it isn't kind, then just send it out to the light. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to maybe an old hurt or an old belief or the mind that just lovingly keeps repeating some of these things that don't really need to be repeated, right? Yeah. The other thing I would like you to look at is your takeaway. The takeaway is always what's on your bulletin, and I invite you to take it. I always tell people, please don't leave those. It makes me feel bad. It doesn't. But take these because they're pearls. And this, again, is Louise Hay, and she says, the point of power is always in the present moment. You are never stuck. This is where change takes place, in the present moment. Right here, right now, in our own minds. It doesn't matter how long you've been in a negative pattern or an illness or a poor relationship. You can begin to make a shift when?
Today.
Amen. Good. Please take that home. On the backside, there's an affirmation for you. Everything that life brings to us is a part of our growing into our divine self. The hurts, the difficulties, the challenges, everything that is brought to us is a part of our greater growing into our own unique divine self. And learning to think affirmatively takes courage. It takes real courage. And it takes commitment to know our own divine nature and to embrace it and to cultivate it. It takes loving ourselves. I don't know about you, but that's not something we're taught, is it? We're taught to be nice to other people. We're taught to love other people. We're taught to do things for other people. But I don't know about you, but I was never told to loving myself was of great value and importance. Desiring to live better, to live full out. Number 1 begins first with me, first with you. It's got to begin here. How are you loving yourself? How am I loving myself? Needs to be our question. And two, learning to live in and from our emotional wholeness. It's our job to work with our emotional wholeness. And this helps us navigate those waves of life or the ups and downs of life. There will always be waves of heartache, waves of challenges. Our work is to learn to ride the wave. Ride the wave of life and to allow and to trust that the events that are taking place are lifting us up. To know that circumstances of life are not against us. They're just here to lift us up, to help us to choose differently. Do you see? Circumstances ask us to grow our faith and our trust. This can lift us up, and it will carry us when we learn to live like we can't lose. You can't lose at this game. When we trust and forgive events and people and ourselves, we set our pain free. That's what Louise Hay talked about, forgiveness. When we can't forgive, when we refuse to forgive anyone or anything, we create a space where that pain remains. And then we keep revisiting it and revisiting it and revisiting it. We forgive. We don't have to forgive the act, but we forgive to let go of the pain so that we can find our own personal power. Excuse me, in who and what we are. When pain remains, we keep revisiting those old hurts and we remain stuck in the past. Excuse me, anybody feel stuck in the past? Living affirmatively means we're willing to commit to loving ourselves and to rising above old beliefs and to go beyond old hurts. And we get to say, I am the light I am. Excuse me. Whoa. And when we say that, I am the light and the light I am, the universe responds to the energy that we are most aligned with. Now listen to that. The universe responds with the energy that we're most aligned with. It's all about how and where you place your energy. If you place your energy in the old unforgiveness area that keeps returning us to the pain, then the universe responds to that. Can I have that? Not yet. I'll take it in a minute. So I'm going to show you this on the flip chart, how it works. So hopefully we can all make healthier choices. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that the universe always responds to yes. And the reason the universe responds to us saying yes to what we believe is because the universe loves us. Everybody see this, okay? So here's the energy field that we create that lives around us, that is everywhere present, for the same for all of us, okay? So we have a choice. We have fear. Opposite end of that energy spectrum is love. So the universe responds to us with yes, because I so love you, as you believe, so shall it be. Okay, everybody get that? So, if you were like me a long time ago, I was afraid of love. It scared me because I hadn't really felt myself ever being loved. And so Everybody knows this story. I kept having the practitioner students pray that this wonderful person would come into my life, but I had a lot of fear around that. So I would say my energy field was right about here, closer to fear than to love. You get that? So they kept praying, and nobody came into my life until I worked with the fear around being loved. Got that? The universe is only going to say yes to where we are because it loves us. It responds to where our energy is. So if we're feeling hurt, the opposite I would think of that would be feeling peace. But if we keep repeating old hurts and areas of our life that didn't work for us, I used to do that one too. I would draw people to me that really hurt me. They stopped hurting me physically, but then they started hurting me with words, with rejection. So I had to work on coming to a place of peace for me so that the universe, when it says yes to that, my energy field is much closer to peace than it is to hurt. Got it? This is why we want to check what we're thinking. Universe only says yes. If I'm really hurt, if I'm sad, yeah, difficulty, challenges take place. But if I stay in this sadness, then the universe is just going to say yes. Because you see, the universe loves you. And so it doesn't want to hurt you because this is where your energy is. It doesn't want to jump you into happiness. Whoa! You see? It would blow your circuits. It would. I don't know about you, but y'all know my husband, Rick, who's just probably the most loving man you ever want to meet. And everybody loves to get a hug by Rick. And he is just the epitome of love. He generates it. Can you believe I had tried to hold that off? I did. Because it scared me. Now, I invite it. Not the fear, the love. Okay? Do you see how it has to change? All right? Victim, if we keep repeating old patterns, old thoughts, old beliefs, we'll never make it to victor. So the universe can only say yes because the universe doesn't want to harm us because it loves us. And if love scares you, if peace scares you, if happiness scares you, and being a victor scares you, then the universe is going to greet you where you are. That's all. So we want to change our thinking, and we change our life. Now, here's one that's really good. This is what I love. This is about money. Think about this. If we have fear of money or lack of money or doubt about money or we're in debt, we're afraid of prosperity. I love that one. Can only respond to the energy. So we want to start loving our money and loving the bills and loving every check that we send and going and saying to the universe, I love money. Money serves me. Life serves me. There's a game, and the game is called life. And it's up to how we look at it and the energy that we send to the universe that is responding to us. Got it? Yeah? Good. I'll put this back so the singers have room. So this is why affirmations are so important. Good. I've got some good ones up there for you to study. Building our faith every day helps us to know spirit in our own personal way. To know spirit in the darkness of times and the darkest of times and in the lightest of times. Daily, it's up to us to develop good and consistent spiritual practices with prayer, daily reading, and meditation. We've got a lot of classes going on here, a lot of different events that you can participate in. One of the greatest books that helped change the way I thought was this thing called You, Ernest Holmes. I talk about this a lot because I ask you if you'd like, if you're willing to do the work, change your thinking, change your life, change all the you's in this book to I, so that you can personally drop into that sacred place daily, moment by moment. I had to take that book with me wherever I went and read it and read it. Sometimes I'd throw it against the wall. Not this book. This is brand new. I have about 5 of them. Because there was a lot of old stuff that needed to change and shift in me. And I'm living proof that the game of life, we're all winners. And so you get to ask to be guided and helped when you have questions or you feel overwhelmed. There's a power for good that does serve you. And living affirmatively, we say, I can do this. The universe supports my good. I am enough. There's a power for good, and I partner with it. So I'm inviting each one of us to learn to direct our energy to your thinking, to your choices, to what you say to yourself, and to rewrite your thinking. And if something comes through that you don't like, just send it out into the light. That doesn't belong to me. That is not who I am. And so here's a couple of things also that you can do is daily write 3 things that you're grateful for. Daily write 3 things that you did right that day. What did you do right? And celebrate it. And write 3 things you wish to manifest in your life every day. And watch the energy of the universe support you in what your heart desires. You do the work. The universe says yes. Can't lose at this game called life. It's up to you. Let's take that into prayer. So in this very moment, we know there's only one power, one all-embracing, all-loving essence. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, the universe. Whatever you call it, there is only one life. And that life is unique and divine, and it is individualized as each and every one of us, for each of us, is the beloved place where God shows up. This is what I know. And this divine wisdom and clarity that lives and partners within and throughout each and every one of us is here to serve us, to support us, to guide us through every event and circumstance, and to lift us on the wave of life. This is what I know to be true for me, and this is what I know to be true for you. And any place and anyone who is desiring a healing, I know and accept that the miracle working power of God is working in your life right now. Stay open, available to it. It does and will serve you. This is what I know. That there is a greater truth beyond all circumstances and situations. And we look to that greater truth. We allow ourselves to be lifted up in our conscious awareness that with God, all things are possible. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God because we have said it is so. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. And we each allow that to shine, to be the truth that lights our way. As we let go of the past and we move forward into that newness that is being created in our own divine way of thinking and being and living. And so I just release this, my word. I trust that it returns to me multiplied, magnified, spilling over, because I know we are each full of it, full of that light and love and glory of pure spirit. And so I just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.